Well, we finally made it to the big day. BizCamp Belfast is up and running. Nicola Bates, one of the coordinators of the event. We're in the Lyric Theatre in the Naughton Room, I think. It started off very well.
Yeah, we've kicked off well this morning. We have well over 100 people here now already. And we've had two talks and things are going well.
Yeah, and how many people are you expecting? How many people have registered?
I think we'd about maybe 400 odd registered, and they will float in and out throughout the day. It's BizCamp, so it's not school. It's not like a regular conference. People come and go as they please.
Well, tell people who are listening to this, perhaps on Facebook or otherwise, what is BizCamp? Because many won't know.
BizCamp is the technical term is user generated on conference. So the idea is that the content of the day is generated by the business community. So as people come in through the door, they decide what they want to talk about. They put their name and title of their talk on a sticker and stick it on the board, and people vote with their feet. You listen to what you want to listen to. You make up the content of your own conference.
Pretty impressive surroundings. It's going to be a pretty impressive day then.
Yeah, we've been very lucky. The Lyric Theatre have been fantastic accommodating us, and I think that just shows you the spirit of the Northern Ireland business community.
Well, thanks very much, Nicola Bates, for joining us. Let's talk to perhaps one of the first persons to speak today. Ted Jansen was the first speaker at BizCamp today. What did you make of this? First time you've spoken at a BizCamp?
Oh, absolutely. I've heard about BizCamp before. I've never been here myself. Good crowd, very responsive. I think everyone's here for a purpose. They're not here because they're stuck here. They're here because they want to learn, they want to find out, and they want to share, because most of the people will also be talking at some point during the day. So they all want to share their experiences and learn from everybody else.
It was nice to be chosen as the first person to talk. People were looking up to you on that basis.
I think it's only because I'm 6 foot eight. That's, you know, it's. But believe me, I don't look down on anybody. It was great to be first. Hopefully, I put a bit of energy into the whole thing, got everyone get up and going.
And what had you to say to people?
Basically, my line was, it was about taking advantage of opportunities. You know, you were there. The opportunities are out there. Let's make something of them. And a few secrets on how to make that happen.
Well, let's talk to the gentleman beside you. This is Chris Rogers. Chris, you were at this talk this morning. You're at BizCamp today. What was your first impressions?
First impressions were, well, first talk, your man here's beside me. It was inspiring, in a word, you know, just all about get out there. And I loved it when he put the cookies on the table and your woman came down the steps. Thought didn't even cross my mind that that was what he was going at. That's the point he was trying to make, take the action.
She beat me by a few seconds, I have to say, Chris.
She did.
On that point, you're here at BizCamp. What's your business?
Well, at the moment I'm a youth worker, but what I'm trying to get into at the moment is the lack of life coaching and helping people set goals. Because I do know a lot of people who are, oh, I'm sad, I'm not doing what I want to, I'm not happy. The opportunity's there. He said it himself here. Take the action.
Well, thank you both for taking the action to talk to me. You didn't have much choice. I pointed the microphone in front of you. Thank you very much. We're at BizCamp Belfast. There'll be more reports throughout the day.